Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you still using dating apps? Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix 105.1 The Buzz. I was snuggling on the couch with my husband, Boo Bear.
Yeah, so clearly you're not using
watching,
dating apps.
Yeah, watching some Tiger King on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Thinking, wow, this is a really nice moment. And then it made me sad for the single people.
You were sad for me?
Not for, well, I'm sad for you for multiple reasons, but not for this one in particular.
Fine. That's
you
fair.
Have roommate Kevin.
Yeah.
But it made me sad for the people that are kind of just like chilling out by themselves. And it makes me wonder if people are still using like Tinder and Grindr and Plenty of Fish and all the different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like Bumble and is
Bumble.
Hitch. Is Hitch the name of the one?
Hitch is one, too. But I feel like that's accelerating the program if you want to get that far that fast.
Yeah. So I want to know if people are still doing this because, like, obviously we're supposed to be social distancing.
Right.
So if you start talking to someone and you like them, you can't really meet up or like...
Well, see, for me personally, I'm swiping right a lot more than I probably would be in normal circumstances.
Is it because you're just bored and you want someone to talk to?
Yeah, but nobody
wants to talk back.
I get no matches.
That's
terrible.
Really sad. 503-733-5105. 503-733-5105. Are there a lot of people out there, though, just like... Like, are they doing Skype dates or FaceTime dates?
That would be my ideal Friday night at this point. Like, let's open up our laptops. We can both cook spaghetti, open a bottle of red, and just sit there and look at each other.
There's a thing on Netflix where you can, like, watch programs together and, like, start them at the same time. Like,
Does that work? I have, like, ADD, so I get too distracted. Like, I want to get up in the middle of it, go get a drink, and pause it. And I don't want to have to wait for somebody else.
I just don't understand how dating... I sound so old right now.
I just don't
understand how it works right now.
I don't think anybody does. That's the perplexing thing of this situation.
I need to know, if you are still on a dating app, what are you doing? Give us a call. Liz and Mike in the morning on 105.1 The Buzz.
So I used Plenty of Fish, and then I used a Match.com.
See, I'm not on any of those apps because maybe it's because I associate them with websites. Like from back in the day, I'm just like on Tinder and Bumble and stuff. Should I get on those apps? Are they really active? Liz, don't give me that look.
Okay, so I met my husband online, okay, a few years ago. And Plenty of Fish had a little bit of a connotation back in the day when I was on it. And that's where I went for good trashy fun. Now, is that what still happens out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, are you meeting up with anybody? Like, obviously not, because of social distancing. Are you just, like, messaging?
I am messaging.
Oh, so are you engaged in multiple conversations at once right now?
Yes.
I mean, that's all app dating, though.
Is it? But
yeah.
I feel like I get judged for doing that very same thing.
No, no, no. Is there any that you really like and you want to meet after this?
I would like to meet, but it's hard right now.
Well, Skype dating is a thing. I'm a big proponent of that. I'm trying to...
That way you know they're not catfishing or something.
Right. Have a spaghetti dinner and open up a bottle of red and maybe do a bubble bath scene or something.
Oh, creepy.
I'm sorry.
You can't on the first Skype bubble... That's weird.
I was escalating the date to maybe like a second or third.
You're making it weird. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Ashley.
Ashley, thank you so much for listening and calling in. And we wish you the best of luck out there dating, not face-to-face.
Thank you.
Bubble bath on the second day.
It's just a bubble bath.
Are you still using dating apps with social distancing?
Obviously.
Are you meeting up with any of the people?
Well, no, but like the thing is that everybody is at home. So everybody's on them now. And like, I don't know if you saw this, but Tinder is going to make one of their features free. So you might as well take advantage of that. So even after all this is over, you can like have swipes on people that you wouldn't normally, and then you can meet up. Like, it's going to be an amazing social life, like, in 4 months.
How many conversations do you have going on right now?
Like, I don't know, 13?
See, this is
That's not too bad. I mean...
Have you been on a Skype date yet?
I haven't. I think that will have to be the next step. I haven't given them my real number yet, because nobody's, you know, able to do anything.
Just create now, a fake Skype.
Are they being like extra romantic and working harder for it? Or do you think they're talking to like so many other people too?
Oh no, they're trying really hard.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, people are going to come out of this like knowing how to romance a woman.
Well,
and
awesome.
Who said romance is dead? Now we just do it through technology.
Yeah, that's what it is. What's your name?
My name is McKinley.
Yeah, of course I'm using dating apps. It's like the best way to meet your next worst enemy.
I like the way you put that.
I met my husband. I met Boo Bear on a dating app. But like, given the times, are you like actually meeting up with people that you match with?
I mean, not as much as usual, which is usually pretty low. So no, I'm not actually meeting people in person, but I am spending a lot of my free time just chatting with people on there.
Do you think you're making deeper connections because you have to talk more?
I think you can only make those deep connections in person. So not really. Chatting with a bunch of people I'm probably never going to meet.
Now, is there a lot of unsolicited pictures at this point, too? I feel like that's got to be happening.
I haven't been receiving them, but you're right. It probably should be a thing right now.
So you're saying you want them?
No.
I'm a little disappointed.
She doesn't want them. She wants them to want her to want them.
This isn't a Jason Derulo song.
What's your name?
My name's Samantha.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in, Samantha. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz. We're trying to figure out how people are dating right now with the whole social distancing thing. Are you still using dating apps, even with everything going on?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Have you met anyone?
It's like, no, I'm not going to meet anybody. It's like a new form of cuffing. It's like virtual cuffing, you know? Like, I just need to be entertained, and I'm running out of Netflix, you know, to binge watch, so
well, if you haven't watched The Tiger King, I hate to keep bringing that up today. That will totally be a time killer.
I finished watching this yesterday, and it blew my mind. That dude felt like home in so many ways.
I'm so nervous for your home.
It's okay. I'm originally from the South, so it was just a little bit of like high school flashback, but it's okay.
Samesies. Hit a little too close to home. I feel that.
Well, now you got something else to talk about while you're cyber cuffing over here.
Yeah.
So true. It makes for interesting conversation, that's for sure. But I have no intentions on meeting anybody, so this all kind of blows.
Sounds good. It increases the vetting process, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they got to be really interested.
Totally. Yeah.
6 weeks, you know?
You know if you get a date at the end of this, you're really something.
It's like a reality show. You're like the Bachelorette right now, picking between all these men. Well, you're the best. What's your name?
Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. I did an app once, and he lied about his height. You can't do that. That's false advertising.
Oh, no, that's the rule on dating apps. If you're a woman, you always subtract 2 inches from whatever they say their height is.
I never lie about my height.
Oh, okay. How tall are you?
6 feet. I don't need to.
Maybe a smidge over 5'11". I don't think you're a full 6 foot.
Depends what shoes I'm wearing.
Yeah. Well, without shoes, that's the height you're supposed to put.
Bye, guys. Bye.
I'm just telling you, I feel like dating now, it's probably a lot easier to catfish because, like, you're not meeting people.
Well, I'm not lying about my height either.
Yeah, I think you are. We'll do a stand-by-stand comparison because I'm 5'10", and I don't feel like you're that much taller
than me. Just because I have bad posture. I might lie about other measurements, but not my height.
I also have bad posture, so I think you're... But I feel like it's easier to catfish because, like, nobody's meeting. We're doing social distancing, and I'm just fascinated by the people that are still trying to date right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.